Bones, your Throwback Thursday artist today, Haney and Zeno. Orioles in action, as you just heard during the update, scoreless right now against the Rays down at Camden Yards. Series finale, then the red-hot Oakland A's come to town, starting a three-game set tomorrow. Joining us now here on the program, talk about what's going on down with the Black and Orange from Baltimore Sun. He's Dan Connolly. Dan, good afternoon.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
All right. Hey, what do you make of the story that Zeno just talked about during the update where the Brewers like Manny Machado a lot? Is this a mutual like that the Orioles may have for Zach Greinke?
Yawn. So let me get this straight. A team's interested, the Orioles are interested in a player with the Orioles, with another team, a pending free agent, and that team is interested in either Manny Machado or Dylan Bundy. That's new for us. Guys, we've been saying this for 5 weeks now. The Orioles don't have a lot of things that interest other teams. They have two guys who they really, really like, who everybody in baseball likes, two of the top 10 prospects in all of baseball, Manny Machado and Dylan Bundy. The Brewers desperately need a shortstop. That's what they want. That's one of the things they want. The Orioles are not getting rid of Machado or Bundy for a rental, and Zach Greinke would be a rental, 8 weeks, 10 starts, whatever. They're not getting rid of those guys. And I mean, I think that's, I mean, Dan has not come out and said those two are untouchable, but every time we ask him, Duquette says that these are players we want to build around and we'd like to build around them, and that we don't feel like we want to give up building blocks for rentals. And so, non-story. I mean, every team that the Orioles talk to want Manny Machado or Dylan Bundy. The Orioles aren't going to give him up. The only way I could see the Orioles giving him up is if they get a guy who they could have for several years that they're really, really hot on. And I don't really think that there's a name that fits that, to be honest. I mean, in talking to people, I mean, obviously Chase Headley's a guy they have interest in. Justin Upton would be an upgrade, certainly, in left field. But I don't think the Orioles are in love with those guys to the point where they would give up either one of those two young players. I mean, Manny Machado is just 20 years old, and he's holding his own in Double-A right now. Thought to be a pretty big jump. And he's done fairly well there, and he's, you know, he's one of the youngest guys there, and Dylan's not even 20 yet.
Dan, what if there is a situation where they can get a deal done with the Brewers for Greinke and Machado in a swap, and they say, look, we want 72 hours to negotiate a long-term deal. If we don't get the deal done, the trade's off. I mean, is that something you think that they would do?
Possibly, but, you know, the thing is, if you talk about another guy with Zach Greinke's numbers, yeah, I think that would be something that maybe they would consider. You know, Zach Greinke, there's a little bit of question around him. Very good pitcher, very odd. He's had social anxiety type disorders. He's dealt with depression. You know, the sense is that he's going to end up somewhere in a smaller market, whether it's via trade now or whether it's, you know, next year as a free agent. But I'm not sure that you jump necessarily to signing him to a long-term deal without really having him in your organization to see how he fits. You know what I mean? I mean, he's not one of those guys that, okay, we put him in there and we sign him a long-term deal, great. I think any team that gets him would want to sign him in the future, but really would like to see how he kind of deals with the fans, how he, you know, what the coaches think of him, that kind of thing. And so I don't really, like I said, every indication I've been given is they're not trading Manny Machado or Dylan Bundy.
Dan Connolly, I'm sorry.
Let's get it out of there.
All right, good. Yeah. Put it to rest, right? Done? No, if they trade Dylan Bundy tomorrow, we're coming after you.
We put it to rest, and of course, then tomorrow or the next day it happens, and I look like a moron. But everything that I've been told for the last 6 weeks from 15 different sources is the Orioles are not giving up Machado or Bundy. They've been asked about by everybody, and they're not giving them up.
Dan Connolly, Baltimore Sun, here on The Fan. Orioles struggling. Let's talk about the current team and the players on the roster. 10-1 last night. They get hammered right now in a scoreless tie against the Rays series finale. The offense has been struggling for a while. Runners in scoring position. Dan, you're very familiar, of course, with the statistics there. One guy in particular, Matt Wieters. Now, he just hosed a guy to end the last inning, but going into today's game, 1-for-26, last 7 games, just not getting it done with the bat. Now, I don't necessarily hold the view, but some fans think he's been a disappointment as a draft pick of the team. Where do you stand with Matt Wieters and his development?
Well, yeah, I think he is a disappointment, and based on the hype that surrounded him, and based on the completely unreal expectations that are put on him. As far as whether he's a disappointment in a sense of what he's done at his age and such. No. I mean, he's the best defensive catcher in baseball, or one of the two or three best defensive catchers in baseball. He has pop, and he's hit, got, you know, double-digit home runs on his way toward, anyway, 20 home runs this year. His average has been disappointing. His on-base percentage has been disappointing. He's not driving in as many runs as the Orioles would like. He's also caught, you know, what, 6 times out of 7, basically, and done an exceptional job behind the plate. You know, he's a very, very good catcher, and he is not hitting the way he should be hitting. You know, you'd like to see him batting 280. You'd like to make sure you get 20 home runs and 80 RBIs out of him. The expectations on him, guys, were 330, 120, and the Gold Glove defense every year. Not going to happen, or, you know, at this point. I mean, he's still got a ways to go in his development, et cetera. But he's not a disappointment to me, except his average is low. His average is lower than he should be. He's not driving the ball the way he should. That is disappointing. But Matt Wieters as a whole, I can't see how you could say he's a disappointment.
He's Dan Connolly of Baltimore Sun. Joins us every Thursday at this time as we talk a little Orioles baseball, and you can read his column, BaltimoreSun.com. Dan, right now, this team is kind of just, I mean, they won 5 in a row, and you thought they were going to start turning around, and now after the last 2 losses, you're starting to get that overcoming feeling again that they may be on the downside more than the upside, 2.5 games out of the wild card. When you're around the team, what kind of sense are you getting? Are they starting to feel like getting overwhelmed by better competition?
You know, the one thing about this team that you got to give them credit for is that sense is never there. It just isn't there. They feel that they can play with these guys. They feel like they're, you know, I mean, they're obviously, their offense is struggling, as Bob said, and they're pressing, and they, you know, they're trying to do too much. And frankly, I mean, you know, I hate to put it in a black and white scenario, but they're not particularly good offensively. I mean, they have.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, this isn't disappointing that their offense is not scoring a lot of runs. It's not a very good offense. I mean, they have a lot of holes, and they have a lot of very similar guys. They basically have 4 designated hitters on this team, and they have guys who swing a lot and miss a lot, and they have guys who do not put the ball in play, and, you know, and they have guys who don't run particularly well. So this is not – it's a flawed offense. It was a flawed offense in March. It's a flawed offense now. They hit a lot of home runs, and they've been hitting a lot of clutch home runs, and that's what's kept it alive. But overall, I mean, most of these guys, with the exception of Wieters and obviously Mark Reynolds' power numbers, who do you look at and go, wow, he really needs to step it up. He's really dropped it. I mean, Wilson Benamy's batting 251 with 11 home runs. If I told you in April, what would Wilson Benamy be doing around mid-July? You'd say, 10 home runs, mid-250s range. I mean, this is what these guys are, you know, and bringing in Jim Thome get you a guy who has a high on-base percentage. He also has a lot of presence in the lineup. I mean, he's great to have around. He's also a big strikeout guy. So, you know, it's a flawed offense, and when they go against good pitching, they don't hit. This is not a mystery to me.
Yeah, speaking of yawn, the Jim Thome acquisition. But we'll save that for another day. Dan Connolly, we have 5 days before the non-waiver trade deadline. Your guess, who will be an ex-Oriole a week from now?
Oh, an ex-Oriole?
Yep.
I actually don't believe that anybody on the 25-man roster necessarily will be an ex-Oriole, because I don't think they have much to trade that way. I think they lose somebody in the minors, 1 or 2 people in the minors, and I'll go on a limb and say Jonathan Scope, because if they want to get themselves a legitimate type guy to help, and I'm not sure they're going to do that, but somebody who can definitely help out, they have to give up something. I would say Jake Arrieta / Jonathan Scope. I don't think they give up Arrieta and Mattis this time around. I think they want to see what they can do. But if those are the guys that have some value, and then Scope has some value. But if you're going to get a big name, if you're going to get a big guy, you have to trade one of the top two, and I don't see them doing that.
Dan Connolly, Baltimore Sun, as always, good to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll catch up next Thursday.
Thanks, Danny.
Yeah, we'll have something to talk about next Thursday.
Right.
I promise you there.
Well, hopefully it's some wins.
All right.
Dan Connolly, Haney and Zito on the Fan.